Welcome to Town Board Advisory Board, April 14th, 2026. Can we stand and pledge allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may find two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item for the agenda and delay discussion relating to the item at any time. No actions may be taken on the matter not listed on the proposed agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commission of Zoning and the Board, and of the Clark County Planning Commission. Please turn off your or mute your cell phones or any other electrical devices. Please take all private conversations outside, or you can go in this room right here and you can come back in at any time. We have all board members are here today. And then we have introductions.
Oh, sorry. Mitch Ruggles, personal appointment.
Welcome back to the
public comments. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded an opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing item at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments of the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, speak your last name and first name and address for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a board or council by majority vote. Can I get approval for the minutes for March 31st, 2026?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes for the March 31st, 2026 meeting.
There's a motion on the floor to approve March 31st, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get approval of the agenda for April 14th, 2026?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for April 14th, 2026 with one withdrawal. That would be item number 1, SC-260136, within the LB Operating Company, LLC. Street name change. They are withdrawing without prejudice.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for April 14, 2026, with a withdrawal on SC-260136, Flamingo LB Operations. Can I get a motion to all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Is there any informational items? Okay, we're moving on. Agenda item number 2, UC-260128, Marina Estates LLC use permit to allow retail as a principal use in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on a portion of 3.8 acres. In an IP industrial park zone within an airport overlay, generally located north of Sunset Road and east of McLeod Drive within Paradise. Is the applicant here? Come on up. And then there's the mic. Go ahead and do you have any presentations you want to show us, or are you just going to speak? First state your name.
Awed, last name Ahmed. I'm from Marina Group.
I'm going to need you to spell your name, please.
AWAIS-AHMED.
Thank you.
I was just going to let you know if you have something to present, anything there, which I don't know if you
do.
Obviously. Okay, that's perfect. Go ahead. Your hands were to school, so I just wanted to help you. So go ahead. Go ahead and let us know what you're here for.
Yes, sir. We are located at 950 East Sunset Road. Our store name is the Maison d'Orient. We are running a perfume store. And we applied for the business license. today we are here for the, to get together. If there is any presentation from your side, we will watch it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have the paper with me that which we already applied, and I believe you have all the paper, all the documents with you. If you want to tally it, I can prove it.
Okay. Is there anything else? Okay, let me open it to the public. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, opening it to the board. Does the board have anything? It's a motion on the floor to approve with staff preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You move forward. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
VS-2601, if you don't want to stay, you don't have to, but you can. Okay, you will. Okay. VS-260109, U.S. Hyundai Real Estate Investment Corp., vacant and abandonment easement of interest to the Clark County, located between Arville Street and Wayne Road and Spring Mountain Road and Pioneer Avenue within Paradise. Is that applicant here? Well, trail that to the end then? I don't have to take a vote on the trail it, right? Okay. Agenda item 3. BC-2601. Oh, no, we did that. We're on 4. I was like still counting 1, sorry. ET-2640026 UC-230517 747 East Wayne Avenue, LLC, use permit, first extension of time for multifamily development, waiver development standards for the following. 1, reduce trash enclosure setbacks. 2, allow alternate trash enclosure design. 3, reduce parking. 4, reduce width of parking spaces. 5, eliminate parking lot landscaping. And 6, reduce open space. Design review for multiple family development on a 0.3 acres in a CR commercial resort zone. Is the applicant here? And if you're all going to speak, you can speak at one time, but make sure each of you say your name and address for the record. So whoever's going to just grab the mic and then just let her know your name and address.
Eric Puffs, Northwestern.
Go ahead.
Is that a nice
one?
No. Well, yeah, I'll start one.
Thank you.
Aaron Fox. I'll start 98 Northwestern Street.
If you're going to speak, go ahead and speak, and then we'll. Or, no, you can state whatever you needed to state and then pass it off and then go ahead. But if each of you were going to speak, you need to state your name and address. So go ahead and share with us your thoughts.
Oh.
Do you have anything you want to present? Okay.
Hi, my name is Miguel Gutierrez with Nervosa Holdings LLC. This project is for a multi-family apartments. I have some plans here to refresh everyone's memory. This is our first extension of time. The permitting process has been rather internal, so let's see. All right, so on the first floor, we have 5 units. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And these are the elevations. Pretty much it's an extension of time. And I'm already a food project that we went to planning commission and everything. Does anyone have any questions?
I have to wait. Are you speaking? Okay.
My name is John Rasmussen, 6650.
Before you get too carried away, your last name, spell it please.
R-A-S.
Are you with the applicant? Are you?
Yes.
Okay, making sure you're not the public. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
R-A-S-M-U-S-S-E-N.
Thank you.
6650. West Warm Springs Road, unit 1032. And we're the folks that put the financing together for the PL. We're the ones that had the Dr. Jeremiah. So if there's any questions.
Okay. Okay, let me open it to the public really quick. Anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board. If they have any questions, we'll relay them to you and then you can ask. Anybody have any?
Yeah, they've got a lot of waivers for development and not just time extension.
Well, they're asking for the time. Right now, he's just getting the time extension. They're not approved. We're not approving the waivers.
So these waivers.
It's only the.
Yeah.
We're just asking for the extension of time. That's
okay.
According to staff, the drainage study has been completed.
Yes, sir.
And the building has been completed.
Yes, with the exception of the final approval of Arnold, Greg, and Public Works. It's pending upon the Public Works one.
Okay,
but they didn't have any issues. And nothing has changed about it. No one has any comment. I'd make a motion to approve subject to the staff's preliminary staff conditions with October 3rd, 2027.
Thank you so much.
Let it go. Oh, hold on. There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions, and John noted that the date should be finished on October 3rd, 2027. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, you move forward.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. And inclusion. Bye.
See you for the night. No margaritas until after.
No, yeah, I would recommend that.
Good luck for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we've got UC 2605. 0156 Ruby Holding LLC, use permit for the following: museum and a office and a primary use, waiver of development standards to reduce parking, design review for the proposed museum to in conjunction with an existing office warehouse and a mini warehouse complex on 5.16 acres in an industrial light zone, generally located south of Hacienda Avenue, west of Street within Paradise. Is the applicant here?
Hello. My name is Sherry Goldstrom. Last name GOLDSTROM. The address is 5375 Cameron Street. So I'm here asking to operate. My parents were huge collectors, and I'm trying to operate as a museum and also as an office warehouse space and continue on their legacy.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, opening to the board. You know they're recommending denial on this one. Did you bring a design review or anything? Because it says that they're denying it because the design doesn't, it's not a, with the arrangement you have. So do you have anything to show us? Because you're here for design review.
Do you want the plans?
I just want to see any kind of design. I just kind of want to compare it to why they're, yeah.
I think the biggest issue that staff had was the parking and the safety of people moving through the parking lot.
So there is a huge area in the back that is almost 3 acres and nothing in the middle of it. So there is no issue. I mean, I understand what you're telling me, but...
Well, I'm just telling you this out.
Yes.
And so can you show me, they're, like he's saying, they're concerned. That's what I was waiting to see. They're saying that there's no safe walkways or barriers. So if you're referring, that's what they're worried about, right? Show me exactly where their worry is, because obviously they related to you.
I am not sure where their worry is, because they did not relate that to me.
Okay, so you have vehicles along that lower side there. Well, you have up front and side, then you have some outside. And it showed, when I looked at the aerial view, it was along that dark part there, I guess the building, down and over. Okay, is that where they're currently at?
Yes.
Yes.
You said that you could do better with the parking because you do, like you said, have a big area out there.
Yes.
And their concern, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no access areas, marked access areas, for people to go down, out, and see the outside, the vehicles outside. I think that was their concern, as people move through the parking lot, you know, there's really no markings for them to follow to safely go see those vehicles.
So you mean, well, what we do is we walk them personally.
Mm-hmm.
Each person that comes into the place, we walk them personally. We don't let anybody just wander around. We walk them personally with a person and take them to each building.
So you're still doing that? Because this place has been open for a while.
Very long, yes.
I think your parents were operating.
Yes.
And I was there a few years ago, and that's exactly how it went.
Yes.
But it just seems to me that a little paint, you could have some access areas.
Even if you have
people walking them out there, you could have access stripes.
Sure.
A little paint and all that.
We could do that, yes. Yes, because nobody's ever said that to me before. No, this is the first I've heard of it.
Because, see, I've been to this place some time ago, a few years ago, and I didn't feel like it was unsafe or anything. I mean, there wasn't that much going on outside. Somebody did go with us to see it and kind of talk about them a little bit.
Okay.
And then we went back. Is that the main problem?
Thank you. Yeah, the concerns were partly the public safety, but also I believe the use of the opportunity for additional parking. Correct me if I'm wrong, there might be some of the vehicles maybe parked in parking stalls or occupying some of the parking spaces, which is
So you'd be willing to create a few more extra spaces and
absolutely
and some access
whatever was needed
direction.
Yes. Whatever was needed. Because this is really the first time I've heard this. And yes, we're willing to do whatever we need to do.
My other clarification was when it says office as primary use, so are you talking for you guys from the museum or are you talking for like renting office? I was like, because that would make a problem too with the traffic too, or the cars and the pedestrians, and where you're going to dedicate their parking. So I couldn't see a clarification of that. So
I apologize. Can you repeat that?
Is the office space you're going to have on the property for the museum only, or is it for rental?
No, it's for we have our office for our own rental chance, but other people have office warehouse space there, and some of them it's just storage. They don't go to them every day. Yes.
So with that part of the...
I just have a little bit of a problem because, you know, okay, so at the museum, I get that. And people are going to be moving out there. They're going to be escorted out there. That's one thing you find at Walmart, Sam's Town, the Walmart over on Dallas. I mean, you're on your own. The only access designation is directly across the street in front of the building and for the handicap. And that's it. So I'm a little concerned because having been there and seen it, the volume is not, there's not a lot of traffic going in and out of this thing at any given moment. So, I mean, if they're going to put in the park, they're going to do some scraping to have access to the space, they're still going to be able to.
Anybody else have any comments? Do you want a motion?
Well, I would make a motion to approve the item and that note that the applicant is willing to put in additional parking and access route to the vehicles in the museum or on the street. Is that
sure.
the Shakespeare
Yes, the parking reduction and the safety.
Yeah, so we don't need to do any access to the front.
And you're saying the rest of the legal amount of ground?
Yeah, right? There should be some kind of striking direction, okay. Even though you're going to have, and they also agree that they will have people going out.
Yes, we don't ever let anybody wander around alone.
Can I just ask you, you have a bunch of vehicles, equipment, vehicles parked outside there. I think that was one of their concerns, that it took up some of the parking spaces. Where are those vehicles parked?
They're
all down there.
In that shaded area. Yes. In the open area, you would want us to add more parking spaces lined up the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be my motion, so further subject to the agreement. They will provide the additional parking access route to the outside displays, and it will be escorted.
Should I list that as additional conditions?
Yeah.
Just, okay, I want to be clear. Yeah. Thank you.
So when I make a motion, then I'm just going to do with preliminary staff conditions plus added conditions? Is that what I have to do that? And then add the...
And then what to your...
Okay. So hold it and come back? Okay. Oh, no. Okay. So do I make it with his conditions and that they will agree to work with planning? Public Works.
Well, they have no comment on this at all. They had no comment before this. The guy from Public Works had no comment. Nobody? Yes, they had no comment at all.
Because they can be
pushing parking.
Right, I got that. Do you
want
to
fix
parking
or
visual
aid?
Yes.
That you bring up that you're willing to divide the additional parking and you're willing to divide the access.
So she's right. It's going to be packed. It's going to be
packed.
Yes.
Okay. So
I'm going to make a plan before the next meeting to go over the additional parking and the access route.
Thank you. Okay, we got to go. Yeah. You can set that down, but you don't need it. Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve the preliminary staff conditions with added conditions, which the applicant agrees to add parking. They agree to add striping or any kind of visual aid that will show direction for your public walkways or your transporting guests to their destination. And then he also would like to see you work with planning to get that the way they would see they need it done for the safety issue. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You go forward.
Thank you.
Yeah, I haven't done it. Okay, is there any general business to discuss?
We need to go back to three.
Oh, we need to go back to three. Is BS 260109 Lubish Real Estate Investment Corp. vacant and abandonment easement of interest to Coit County, located between Argyle Street and Wayne Road and Spring Mountain Road and Pioneer Avenue within Paradise. Are you here to speak on that item?
I have a motion to return to the board.
There's a motion to return to the board. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? To
428 is the next meeting.
We're going to make a motion for a two-week hold. Do I need to reread it into it? For agenda item VF260109, U.S. Hobbies Real Estate Investment Corp. Vacant and Abandonment Easement of Interest to Clark County, located between Arville Street and Wayne Road and Spring Mountain Road, Pioneer Avenue within Paradise. They say what day?
No, return.
Oh, it'll return on
April 28th.
April 28th. Okay. Any general business that we need to discuss? Nothing? What? Okay, this portion of our meeting is comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the Board of Council jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, speak your name clearly and address, and spell your name for the record. If any member of the Board Council wishes to extend the length of this presentation, they will be done by the chairperson or the Board Council by majority. Would anybody like to speak? Come on up, sir. If you say your name and address, you can either grab the mic, or if you think you can say it loud enough, go ahead.
Anthony B. Hudson, 1962 Glisten Sands Drive, 89. Backyard, on my back fence, who would I have to address, or how would I bring my concerns to the board?
There's a couple ways. Have you reported? You probably reported.
We had two fires in the last month against the wall. Okay. Now, Union Pacific has the right of way. They have an easement on that area. But we got seven tents back there. And there's no sanitation. We got flies, gnats, we got all kinds of stuff happening outside the wall. So I'm trying to find out who would I address the information to. I think I sent a letter to the chairman of the day, evening. That's how I knew about the meeting tonight. I'd like to get on the agenda because I got a bunch of signatures from all the people in the neighborhood. I'm not pretty much representing the community. So I want to get some information. What is my option?
So you see that nice lady right in the back, Blanca?
Okay.
She can help you.
Okay.
And we appreciate you coming out and speaking.
Okay. Thank you.
And she'll definitely assist you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Okay. See no one? Can I get a question? Motion on the floor to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?